Podcast Ranger.
All right, guys. Well, we have to do the Heel at the Chance again. See who's hosting this week.
Do we really have to do this again?
Yep.
Nope. You know what? Screw it. Sal's doing it. Get in here. Wow! It worked.
Holy shit!
You say my name, and I happen. I'm the devil, remember?
It's Northcaster Saga, everybody. The Trauma Inducer has returned.
Yay!
Quick, say something insulting.
My dick.
I know, right?
Has been in.
Welcome to Extra Cast Ranger.
All of your mouths.
I beat my dick so hard, my left leg has become numb. I cannot feel my.
What the fuck?
My left leg is my dick.
It's from this like video I watched.
See? I thought that was just. Ah!
It's on my leg.
Usually is.
My leg.
I watched a video about this guy telling a story about how he jerked off so hard he made his leg left
Why
leg
is
numb.
This in the show?
I don't know.
So this is news.
Cause I'm here.
I have a
trauma successfully induced.
I have a fidget spinner. What's up?
That's not news.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
it's not even opinion.
We're reaching levels of autism that shouldn't be possible.
Don't eat it.
Anyways, welcome to Extra Cast Ranger. We have quite an unusual assemblage today.
Yeah, Gar's not here. Raven's not here.
It's almost like he has to be a father or something.
It's not even that.
No,
he has
to work.
No, Cell's equal to two people. So.
I'm equal to all of you.
Two and a half on Friday.
So when Cell used to be a core caster, he was actually two core casters.
I'm like a quarter of a person.
No. You're 100%. Human being.
I mean, so, I'm like half native, so that means I'm like less than a human, right?
That means there's no tax on you.
Right?
Insert Native American joke here.
I just did it!
I'm not even Native American.
Anyways, it's Blue, Pink, Dream, and North today, so let's get into the news.
The news.
We got a lot because we're still doing catch up.
Oh my fuck.
Okay.
We all had to say it in unison.
So, the new Kamen Rider title trademark has been revealed, and it is.
Kamen Rider Build!
I'm guessing.
Q sells what?
I don't care.
No, you're supposed to do your.
I'll do that when it comes up naturally.
Okay.
So, first image we got was of the trademark, and now there was actually a bit of merchandising magazine scan.
Yeah, so
got,
the scan
the
from last week was real?
Yeah, so the scan from we talked about last week is real.
So, this is just the silhouette of the rider, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
He's kind of got like a. I'm not kidding. He kind of looks like the Genji Sentai.
That's what I said last week!
Like,
that's what I
I'm
said
not kidding.
Last week!
I mean, I know he's on our mind and everything, but...
like, he's healing.
It's the horns.
I understand, but if you look at them, they're two very different things.
No,
whatever
the fuck they're. Of course they're. I mean, I can see a gear or something on his back.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if you look
so
real
he's Torbjorn.
You can if you look at the chest, you can see the silhouette of the emblem, which looks like it's got a gear and then like a jagged bolt of some sort through it. And there was actually a really interesting piece of fan art that showed what that might look like. If I can find it, I'll send it to Anthony to put it in.
I'm gonna say yeah. So I mean, from the name alone, we can assume there's gonna be some construction motif going on here.
That's kind of what I'm hoping. A lot of people are speculating a lot of different interpretations of the word build, bodybuilder, like a model kit, gunpla, like a robot building. It could be anything at this point.
It could be a clock. There's a gear.
Yeah. And then the items, the henshin trinkets or whatever the fuck that we don't know what they are yet, that look like bottles, turned out to be the actual thing, but we still don't know what they actually are.
They're going to... Oh, wait. That could actually indicate
the bodybuilding?
The bodybuilding motif.
I really, really fucking hope that's not it.
Shadowcaster's just going to call him Comrade Gaines.
Yeah, it would be worth it just no.
That's
sorry.
What I'm calling him.
No, but if it is, but the gimmick is bottles. Like, I made a funny tweet early this week where I was like, so what, we're gonna get an X-Aid bottle, a drive bottle, a ghost bottle? What yeah. the fuck is gonna be in the ghost bottle? And then Noble replied, no,
this
Noble
is poison.
It's filled with poison.
This is all so they can have that episode where they cross over with Gaim and his orange juice.
Well, yeah, the Gaim one's gonna be orange juice.
That makes too much sense.
And then they'll do his different forms for strawberry and pine juice.
Oh, and if it is bodybuilding, it can be power thirst.
Oh!
Gratuitous amounts of
it. Oh,
and
so many people
okay,
are gonna make those jokes.
Kamen Rider would be great.
And his super form will be Brondo!
He turns into a fighter jet made of bison.
When
life gives you lemons, you find a
new god.
God, that's like 15
years old. When life gives you lemons, you turn it into a power-up.
That's gonna be
like I'm dead.
That's gonna be his catchphrase. So coming soon.
His catchphrase is just gonna be like yelling.
I'm building towards the future. Like that'll be his fucking catchphrase.
So these toys, the Rider will appear in the upcoming Kamen Rider X-Aid, the movie, the true ending.
Nope.
But what was the fake ending?
We haven't gotten to it yet.
Exactly. These items will be available in August, not on August.
Yeah.
On August.
So the ad here advertises the first two-pack of whatever the fuck his gimmick is, which usually when they put out these scans, it says what they are, like gives us a name, but
yeah,
he decided to cock-tease us this time.
Yeah, Ichi like actually asked the guy like who was like translating it, and he's just like, yeah, no, it just says like DX gimmick.
It just says
thing.
Gimmick and Sofubi figure, which
maybe
is the soft.
Maybe that's what it's called, yeah. Gimmick.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
Maybe it's going to be an Aware series.
It's also to be assumed that like we'll probably get like actual scans of them next month, because mid July that's when we got X8 scans, and God, that's still my favorite extra to this day.
Yeah, one of our most popular.
Yeah, that was fun.
I was lucky enough to say the name X8.
Yep.
That sounded really dumb. Like I'm sorry,
don't
I meant
worry
to
about
say
it
for when it was in, and that was
so yeah, Build. We're interested to see what you will be.
Anyway, so the Kamen Rider X8's Gamer Driver wins the Hit Sales Award. What the fuck is that?
It's sold a lot.
Okay.
So it's like the Ghost Driver last year. The
and
Ghost
the
Driver's...
Forze Driver, I believe.
What,
yeah.
was it, what was it competing against?
Other toys. Like, hold on. Led in domestic sales during Japanese fiscal years. Apparently in 2014, the Sengoku Driver... Or no. In 2014, the Yokai Watch Zero type was the most popular.
That
wow.
makes sense. Yokai Watch was huge.
Oh, okay. So here's history. The most popular toy from 2011 to 2013 was Rider Drivers, with the Forze Driver, Wizard Driver, and Sengoku Driver. Then in 2014, Yokai Watch won, and then in 2015, the Ghost Driver
what,
won.
What
and
did,
now
what did Yokai Watch beat out?
I don't think...
What was 2014?
Drive.
That would have been the Drive Driver.
No, yeah, no
I guess,
one...
I guess no one needed Drive.
I do!
But people don't want the AI consciousness of a scientist strapped to their dicks.
I mean, the Drive Driver is still
no!
my favorite belt to this day.
I think it's really cool.
But yeah. I'm going to say that the Gamer Driver is a very amazing toy, and I'm very happy to own one.
Yeah, there's not
this
a lot
goes
of
all the way back to 2008. Interesting.
Yep.
This year, 335 entries from 42 companies were submitted, with Takara Tomy's Beyblade Burst winning the boys' toy category. Akasuma's Love Ami
Bun Bun Maker winning for girls.
And Bandai's Formula X New Gundam winning for the high target category for adults. Adults.
Yeah. Cool.
Next, can we see? Kamen Rider X8 Summer Movie, X8 VRX Creator Gamer Revealed. Ooh.
So first off, we're looking at the poster for X8 the Movie True Ending. If you're not looking at the video version, up in the center here we have a nice clear shot of X8's Creator Gamer form, which is virtual reality.
And
theme.
Oh my God, I love this design so
it is
much.
Really nice.
I love it.
So
I will summarize it thusly. It is Chinese bootleg X8 trying to be Cronus and doing a piss poor job of it.
I understood
like it.
Two of those words.
It looks cool.
Those eyes though.
I don't like it.
I love it.
It looks like a VR headset.
Yeah.
That it absolutely does pull off the motif perfectly. I just don't like the design.
So disappointment.
Its shoulders look like fucking Pokemon Go Pokestop emblems.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think they're supposed to be the controllers.
Ichi, I was saying
and what the hell's with the rainbow thing in the chest piece?
No,
because
it's pretty.
Rainbows mean like...
But why is it like a rainbow like target bullseye shaped thing?
I don't know.
I think
it's
supposed
like
to be
eye.
An infinity symbol.
And then he's got like a wizard cape and it's fucking awesome.
No, it's the same as Cronus's, which it is the same as wizards.
Yeah, yeah,
so yes.
I'm just using that as an example.
Wow, Ichi, way to say a short sentence long.
And there was like an image that was like popping around the Twitter where oh there it is on the left actually where you can see like his bulge there.
These riders, these suit actors need to start using dance belts. My God,
maybe it's because they can't move as properly in them.
I don't know.
They gotta Photoshop that shit out later.
Also,
at least wear them for the fucking still photos.
If you notice the headset that Emu's wearing, that kind of looks like the Sony PlayStation VR headset.
That's because it is.
Yeah, and they're actually releasing that headset.
Oh my
I was gonna
God,
say,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, unlike your average Sentai outfit, Q Ranger notwithstanding, like, I have to expect getting in and out of a rider suit is its own ordeal.
Oh, for
so,
sure.
So, like, I can imagine, okay, we shot the scene, let's take some stills. Right? They don't want to, like, get in and out of it so they can put on the one that hides the bulge. That's what I would assume.
Well, what's wrong with having a bulge? It's not like you're going to think,
no,
in order to be a suit actor, you have to cut your penis off. Like,
no.
They have.
The suit actor is just getting a boner from being excited for being the first time
he's
that suit
so
will be shown
excited
to the world. But yeah, I just love this shot of Emu wearing the X8 version of the PSVR headset because it just looks like he's given up on life.
So it's like he's wearing a VR headset.
Yeah, he wants to retreat into virtual reality forever.
So, yeah.
Like I do. Why do you think I bought the Vive?
Yeah, this entire movie is taking place inside a virtual world.
Spy Kids 3, what?
Yeah, apparently the plot of the movie is Comrade Ofuma, the ninja dude here, is coming from virtual reality to take over. I don't know, it's not 100%
clear. So are we going to get Elijah Wood in this movie?
But yeah, looking at this poster...
Kronos already is the guy.
This poster is really cool because you can see Brave level 100 in it, and also on the right, we just have crammed all into one corner. Snipe level 50, Paradox level 99, Genmu zombie, or Genmu level X-Zero, and Laser Turbo.
Oh, Laser Turbo.
Who we'll talk about in this week's episode proper.
Anyway, let's see. The movie is set to premiere on August 5th. Buy your tickets now.
I'd love to, but...
You probably get, like, a cool toy or something if you're in Japan.
In fact, they are, because they're at the end of the X8 episode, there was this funny little bit where Dan tried to sell us the movie toy, but it was hidden behind his hand, so we don't even know what it is yet.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
God, Ichi showed me a video today of, like, Dan's actor speaking English, and it was just...
And it was so timid, it was so jarring.
No, like, he was speaking full sentences, and I could understand what he was saying, but it just wasn't clear.
Yeah.
Was
like,
he
it's not like...
phonetically, probably?
He's not good at English. He can speak it not well.
No, that's what I'm saying. Do you think... Did it sound like he was speaking it phonetically?
He was like, you give this book to me?
But, sounds like he was...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like Tendo's actor from Kanto, who he can, like, speak it perfectly.
For those
who
don't know, like, speaking phonetically is basically you're reading sounds.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're saying, you're just reading what's on a page.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, X8 the movie, true ending, which Japanese audiences have to pay for, which means the true ending is DLC.
Oh!
And we won't get to see this movie for another 6 months.
Oh,
yep.
Thank God.
You can just go fuck yourself.
So, like, we'll be, like, way past a quarter into build by the time we find out what the true ending of X8 is.
Oh,
and it's gonna kill Ichi forever.
Yeah. Alright, next.
Up next.
Oh, here we go. Disappointing news.
Yeah, I'm not reading this.
Okay, I can. That's fine. So they showed official images for the Level Up Series 18 Commodore X8 Maximum Gamer and Muteki Gamer set. And so, yeah, as we talked about last week, the Maximum Mighty figure is literally just a shell, just like the level 1 suit was for the first X8 figure. And literally, you just take your Gigamic X8 figure and you put it behind the Maximum Mighty, and then there you go, you have level 99. And then, yeah, it also comes with Muteki because they have to make it worthwhile somehow.
Somehow!
And there's a cool picture of him, like... Shooting out of the mech.
Because that's probably how the form happens.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's on
the
fucking
body
belt.
Just crumple away like,
That'd be funny if he just cast off and just giant shards of armor go in every direction.
Or he just can still use the suit while he's fighting.
Oh, yeah, if they just, like, paired up. That'd be awesome,
on
actually.
On today's episode, I noticed that...
He did that?
He moved. The suit moved without him being in there.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was a thing he could do.
Well, it shot lasers and stuff, too.
Yeah. So, just level up. Series will be released June 24th, priced at 5,184 yen before markup.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
So the Kamen Rider X8 Burgermon Bugster mascot charm has been revealed.
So they're making a little mini plushie of Burgermon.
That's cute.
Yeah, Burgermon was great.
He's got his little conveyor belt hand.
His little eye.
That guy's eye looks like an afterthought.
I love Juju Burger. It's so cool.
Look, there's a pocket that's cheese.
This plush toy is 110 by 170 millimeters in size, has a chain, is premium Bandai Web exclusive, 2160 yen, August release.
Is this like something you hang in your car, I guess, or like?
I mean, you theoretically could. It's the chain is kind of small.
110 bytes. How big is that? 110 millimeters, like this?
Yeah, not that big.
Yeah.
So yeah, it would be something like you dangle like on your window or something.
Something handheld.
Don't talk to me about dangling burgers. Next.
I'll dangle some burgers on you.
Speaking of.
Oh my God! Nice.
X-Aid toys.
So McDonald's has revealed their Happy Meal toys for X-Aid.
McDonald's is doing X-Aid toys.
Oh, no.
Is there actually
sorry, go
toys
on.
Not
oh, this kid, man.
Yeah, I got X-Aid level 1!
I go to the first picture of him.
They always get cards for some reason now.
Wow. That's lame.
This kid's gonna grow
up. Oh my God, there's a McDonald's cash it!
What?
Okay, there's not specific news here on the article. It's just, actually, no. Okay,
let's
so.
Let's watch the video!
Hold on. Kamen Rider X-Aid Happy Meal toys. X-Aid level 1. X-Aid level 2. The Gamer Driver, the Mighty Action X Gashit, Brave, Snipe, Laser Level 1 and Level 2, and Genmu Level 2. So we're gonna watch the little video here now.
God, it's too fucking
heavy. Oh yeah, I saw the image of the laser one!
Oh my God.
Look at Snipe, what the fuck? X-Aid with the punching!
I know that voice.
I'm sure she does a lot of, like...
Oh my God.
I wish you could get that here.
You push the belt. I'm sure you can import it. You push the belt to make a punch! His eyes look dead.
So it's like the show.
Yeah, that's not gonna hit anything.
Wow. Oh my God.
How big is this?
Why is there a break in the image in the
middle? Look, it's Paul sized.
When you can't afford a real
gamer. Oh my God! Gamer. It just shuffles between the riders.
That's actually really cool.
When you can't afford a real gamer driver.
Kimi was a slug.
You go to McDick's.
Oh my. Why is it red?
No, it just looks like that because the lighting. It's pink.
It is pink, yeah.
It's pink. Give me what's
up! Yeah, this might be the first children's commercial I've ever seen that
focuses. He didn't put it in
a,
all the way!
That focuses on a child's crotch.
It's a bell!
I want to!
Which one but his arm's gonna go up and down?
Ooh, both of them!
Whoa! Getting
so
tricky!
He can hammer on a window!
What's this fucker gonna do? Is it shoot out?
I guess
yeah.
It does. I like how they put the cape as a support
wow.
for his flimsy arm.
Wow.
Oh
no.
He's shooting a Dilophosaur.
This one's terrible.
What happened?
Like, the level up figure is better than this.
What's it gonna do?
Oh my God! Room.
For the YouTube video, you know we gotta put this ad in,
yeah.
In the video, right?
This is all staying in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah! Look at that Genmu kick action! Yeah. You can kick at a slightly different angle!
Oh my God!
What is happening?
You gotta get loose.
Oh.
Is that the McDonald's gashin? That looks like papercraft!
I think that's what it's supposed to be.
Oh my God. Is that like the box it comes in?
It might very well be.
Box
of
Happy Meal!
Keep all of that in, especially the video. Oh my God, that was fucking fantastic.
Let me check and see if they have Pretty Cure at the same time.
It's an ad, so technically we can, right?
Yeah.
Crumbs.
Oh, by the way, right there in the related videos is the image someone made of what they think Bill looks like.
Oh, that looks neat. Anyway, so yeah, McDonald's toys for X-Aid.
Wow.
Jeez.
Why not?
I don't even want that gimmick figure.
Sweet ass, it looks like I'm jerking my gherkin.
You know how my friends are stupid gimmick.
Next,
phenomenal.
Please. Okay.
I'm checking to see.
You can read that.
From Tamashii World Tour, announcements for SH Figure Arts Renewal, Eternal, Kabuto, Retsu Ichijoji, as well as some looks at
Hyper Kabutos, to be specific.
Ah, yes. Kabuto
Hyper. Renewal Hyper.
Why is the background blurred out?
So he can focus on the Kabuto figure.
Sure.
Oh God, it's actually going to be paired with...
Why wasn't this
that,
one?
That Eternal figure is gorgeous.
It's Eternal!
It's going to be paired with Aikatsu rather than Pretty Cure.
And it has all of the Gaia memories in it.
Rokusho, is that you?
I know, right?
Oh, I bet you anything that cape's actually like...
Wait a minute. Kino from Secret of Use?
That's Ratsuichi Joji from Gaiaman.
Pretty sure that was Kino from Secret of Use.
Sure, why not? No info on price or release date, just that they might happen.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about this?
No, we did not. Like, we didn't talk about... We talked about, like, the announcement for it, but not, like, actually, like,
okay,
what's
so
it.
The Complete Selection Modification Deno Belt and Keitaro's phone set, its pre-order information is out. It will be 21,600 yen at base price.
Yep.
Pre-orders will begin May 23rd, or have begun, and the cutoff will be July 31st.
So, yeah, we found out, like, what a lot comes in this thing, and my God, yeah, go scroll down. So not only does it come with the Keitaro's phone, it also comes with fucking G-Deno stuff.
His pass, his belt buckle, and it comes with cards of all the main Imagine.
Yeah, and this is incredible. And then, like, I watched a video of, like, the belt being used, and, like, holy shit, it can do Nega Deno.
And it even plays the actual battle music from the show while you're pushing buttons and using the actual sounds of the belt. And the music keeps playing.
And then, like, the
like you're in an episode.
Yeah, and then the Imagines can, like, interact with each other, so if you go, like, gun form and then you want to go back to sword form, like, Ryutaro's will be like, hey, what are you doing? It's my turn still! And then they, like, switch forms. It's super funny.
That's actually a really nice touch.
Yeah.
Usually it annoys me when they include music and dialogue that's not in the actual toys, but this is a neat touch.
There's a Comrade outside.
What? I
heard a bike.
Oh. Comrades use bikes too?
Right? Ghost is the best example of that.
And I'll ship out by September.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I like, personally, I like Deno a lot, and I would love to have this, but just no.
Yeah, this is
way too expensive.
If I had the money, sure, but I'm not stumbling over myself together.
No.
How much is it exactly?
It's like, it'll be, with like Middleman V stuff, it'll be like $300.
In the realm.
So, no. As much as I'd like to.
Because that exact price translates to $216, and that's before Middleman and shipping and in customs.
Yeah.
Anyways, next. SIC Kamen Rider Duke Marika and Sigurd!
There he is!
Oh, SIC Duke!
That's actually really dope.
These do look cool.
I'm having palpitations!
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Oh, Marika looks beautiful.
Okay, they made Marika look fucking awesome.
Yep.
Oh my god, that bow.
We talked about Marika before, and Gar actually complained that he didn't like that she had like a dress. And I was like, who cares?
Oh,
holy shit!
Sigurd is... They put a fucking axe on his sonic arrow!
Yep.
Oh my god, it's so good!
Yeah, no, that's sweet.
And you guys won't own these.
Nope!
They do look nice.
Okay, and also from Tomashi World Tour. No release date or price or anything, just...
Or even if they'll be released to the public.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're only display only for now.
Here's what they look like, but you'll never get them.
Ha ha, hee hoo.
Okay, Sigurd is by far the coolest improvement.
That's really cool design.
Hashtag haha hee hoo.
Next, SH Figure Arts, Amazon Neo and New Omega.
Yeah.
Wow, they sure got the blurriest pictures.
Well, these were the early announcements. There have been official images posted of Neo, but I don't care enough to find them. So yeah, if you like Neo or New Omega, there's figures happening.
One on the bottom left there. One of the guys on the bottom looks like Venom being taken over by Carnage.
Oh, that's just flame effects on him.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was actually Venom being taken over by Carnage.
So, Amazon Neo, price of 59.40 yen. There is an advertised Amazon Neo Amazon JP edition, which comes with color-coded flames. They seem to be re-releases of standard Tamashii red flame effects. That version will be in October for 70.20 yen. And then for Amazon New Omega, retail release in November, priced at 59.40 yen. And then just like with Neo, New Omega has an Amazon JP edition as well, with assumably with more flame effects, releasing in November for 70.20 yen. So pick your poison.
Mm-hmm. With
The Kamen Rider X-Sage True Ending theme song has been revealed. AVEX has announced that the theme song for True Ending will be Life is Beautiful by Daichi Miura.
Who also did the opening.
Okay.
So he did Excite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you excited?
Not really.
Neither, actually.
But Life is Beautiful.
That sounds like it's going to be slow and uninteresting.
That just
probably
makes me think of the song of the same title from Deadly Premonition.
There you go.
The famous whistle music.
For some reason, it just reminds me of the ending song from the Chaser movie.
I remember that. It was really sad.
I will never understand that about toku movies. Like, these are like, is this a summer movie?
Yeah.
Okay, so like, kids are going to these movies, and what, are we just depressing them as they leave the theater?
Because we have to go back to reality.
I guess.
You'll never be a writer.
You'll never be
die.
A writer.
I'm sorry, that was like the worst. Oh my god, I actually don't believe
accurate.
That.
I look forward.
Well, I mean, I know people are going to die. I don't mean that people are. Sorry.
Well, yeah, everyone's got to die.
I believe in everyone, okay?
I meant right now.
You
I know
Hitler?
That's crazy, but I do. Hitler? Yeah, he went crazy with power.
We're all gonna die.
Again, who doesn't?
We're all gonna die. I mean, soon. So did I.
Have you ever tried going mad without power?
I was just joking, but it came across as cruel and negative.
That's
don't
good.
Worry.
That means you're on, that means you're part of the show.
No, it was just a joke. I really do care about everyone and believe in everyone.
Oh, now we're definitely keeping that in.
Oh, what?
Uchu Sentai Kyuranger movie title and visual puns. I mean, plus. As
plus ending being
yes,
revealed.
Yes, I was being a dick.
This poster for the Kyuranger movie is fucking awesome.
It is pretty cool.
Kyureno is intercepting a fucking meteor.
While creating tsunamis
that's the likes of which we've never seen. That's not Kyureno, that's the Cerberus one.
Oh, sure. It's hard to tell, but yeah.
No, I can tell.
How do you say?
Shishi Voyager is not on that mech.
And these,
hooray!
And these cowards, they're fleeing the planet.
even Kotaro's like, I'm out!
I like Kotaro trying to copy Washington.
And the Megazord's like, fuck you guys! We must go now. Our planets need us.
Yeah. Our respective planets. Some of which are probably destroyed.
Uh-huh.
Why is Champ on there? He's dead.
Not in the movie.
Apparently not. The movie.
So, get out. So, the movie will be titled Uchu Sentai Kyuranger. The movie, Guess Endeavor's Counterattack. And
what
that's Guess spelled G-H-E-S-S.
Guess.
So, it's like a super powered up mook that's
no,
the villain of the movie?
Take the word chess
Wait.
And replace the C with a G.
It's not Invader. It's Endeavor.
Yeah, that's the name of the mook.
Oh, Indave. Uh-huh.
The Endeavor, because it's from the word invader.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. It will feature the 11 Kyurangers, apparently no Ho-Oh soldier, on a mission to stop a giant meteor and collision to Earth, and it will focus on Ryu Commander.
Yay!
It will feature a new movie-exclusive Voyager machine, which we know is Cerberus. The movie will be released, obviously, on August 5th, alongside the Exade movie. And here's the part I'm excited for. It will come with a new ending theme titled Kyutama Ondo.
Oh, it's going to have an Ondo. That's
yeah! I love it.
I like Ondo.
And apparently, it's also that ending is also going to be used during the show during the summer months.
Okay.
Oh, wait. And this is actually interesting. This will be the second time that the summer-themed ending song for Sentai series was done. And the first one was 97's Denji Sentai Mega Ranger, which, interestingly, was turned into Power Rangers in Space.
Yeah.
That's a weird coincidence.
It is.
Because isn't this the first really space-themed Sentai? In a long time?
Power Rangers speaking, yes. In
Mega Ranger was
Sentai,
more technology.
No, that's what I mean. Mega Ranger wasn't a space theme.
No,
right?
It wasn't.
So, like, is this the only real space-themed
No,
Sentai?
Deca Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Space Patrol Deca Ranger. Even though it was on Earth.
Actually, they were special police Deca Rangers.
That's actually...
They weren't strictly space-themed. There were some
elements.
There were
aliens. But, right.
There were aliens. But then there's aliens in every Sentai, kind of. Most of them.
I'd say Gokaiger was.
Also that. There you go.
Yeah.
There's your answer.
Space Pirates.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm excited for this movie.
So am I. Next, speaking
of Sentai Kyuranger, Gigant, Phoenix, and Kyutamaji unveiled.
Take pictures, but
we have we have a picture of a display that clearly has don't take picture signs on it.
Ah, take that, society.
So we're looking at the mechs of Ho-Oh Soldier, Gigant, Phoenix, and when it combines with the rest of other Megazords forming this gigantic, horrible monstrosity known as Kyutamaji.
Sorry, I have a joke. What
the one on top of his head!
Yep.
That's great. What is this event called?
Tamashii World Tour, I think.
Okay. So,
these ones are from Tokyo Toy Show.
Tokyo Toy Show?
Okay, so don't it has, says no take pictures, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Like, a guy, you know, he has to sneak it in, right, like this. But there's sensors. So like this giant robot like springs from the ground. You have ruined the sanctity of the Tokyo Toy Show. Prepare to be vaporized.
Thank you. Just like if you take a picture, whatever mech you took a picture of just leaps at you.
Get him!
I have no idea.
Break his phone!
I have no idea why. For like Sentai for the past few years, it's just like,
their
you know what?
Their Ultra Zords have been disastrous.
For the Ultra Zord, let's just put everything together into one mishmash of a robot. GoBusters did it. Kyoruju did it. Tokyuju did it. And, actually, Ninja technically didn't because they just had a whole new Megazord entirely.
To take the cynical approach, I'm going to say it's a money thing. It's just like, okay, we can sell a lot more stuff if we put a lot more shit you can add on to it.
I mean,
that's what I think it really is.
I mean, technically, the Ultra Zord and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers did it because they literally just said, "Hey, okay, we're gonna take Dragon Zord, put it on the Megazord,
no,
and then put
you know
those things in Titanus."
You know
and
what
there
it is?
Go.
Exactly.
You know what it is? Ultra Zords just do that.
That's the thing. It's about saying
it's
oh,
fuck
hey,
shit stacks.
Buy all our toys. You can make this.
Zoodra
they've
did
been doing that since
they'll,
they
yeah.
they've been
do
doing
it.
That for a long time.
Yeah.
And the whole point is though. Like, I think the reason why, like, there's more of it now is just because the technology has increased to the point where we can have this on screen and it can fucking move. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
So credits that's the suit actors that do that.
Not well.
It's a work in progress.
I'm just really curious why in this last shot there's just in the background a giant logo for Hebitsukai Silver.
Yeah, maybe it was
because
like something
he's getting his own B-cinema?
I mean, I'd be down. Naga Raid deserves it.
I want fucking.
I understand you're not supposed to take pictures at these things. I just love how blatant the signs are. It's
and
like,
the fact that
go down. There are literally three in this picture alone.
And I love how like the not only that, but the images are so crisp, which means he had time to focus his camera.
It could be like these are like are these like were these like sneak shots or are these promotional?
Doesn't say. It just says thanks to these photos that were taken.
Why would they be promotional? They take out the no pictures.
You know what I could honestly see it being, too? Who the fuck's gonna stop you? Right. Do you really think the security guard, like, who couldn't give a shit...
Take him and break his phone.
That reminds me of a joke. That, like, don't do this because it makes you an awful person.
Okay, like, now you got my attention.
So it reminds me of this, like, thing I saw on a TV show once called Lucky Louie. Right? It was Louis C.K.'s first show.
Oh,
of
course
yeah.
it's Louis C.K.
And there's this bit where him, Jim Norton, and I forget the other guy's name, but he was in a lot of stuff too. Anyway, they go to a pizza place, right? And he says, oh, we're going to go get some pizza. Yeah, you got your money? No, I didn't bring any money. How are you going to pay for your pizza? I'm not. What? Watch. He goes up, give me a slice of pepperoni, please. Here you are, sir. That'll be $5. He just takes it and leaves. Or just like, they're like, you can't do that. What are they gonna do? Stop me? And the second guy goes, does the exact same thing. Like, wait, what are they gonna do? Like, are they gonna jump over the counter? Are they gonna call the cops? It's a slice of pizza. Yeah. So the best part is Louis goes, and he says, you know what? No, that you can't do that. That's so wrong. I'm going to buy my pizza. He goes up, says, I'd like a slice of cheese, please. Here you go, sir. He pays for it. Thank you. Keep the change. He goes, and that's the way you're supposed to buy a pizza. Fucking Jim Norton slaps it on the ground.
What a bitch.
It's like when Ricky in Trailer Park Boys just goes to a fucking store and he just like makes up a bunch of bullshit excuses and just takes stuff. He's I'll just keep this for collateral.
I'm not advocating like breaking the rules. I mean, I have to say that. My lawyer informed me so. But yeah, like stuff like this with the cameras, like, wait, so it says don't take pictures. What? What are they going to do? They're going to call the police?
Kick him out.
Okay.
And then he has the photos.
And you wait 10 minutes, and go back in. Like, they're not going to pose guards.
Just go back in with a fake mustache.
They're not going to, like, take his picture, post it on, like, the wall near the display, just be like, do not let this man near this
display. They just have, like, a bounty board, like the Go-Kaijers.
I have said 100 times, again, not advocating this, how fucking easy must it be to get into cons? Just walk in! They tell you, oh, you don't have a pass. Okay. 10 minutes. You try again. Like,
but no, they ask you, put your pass forward every time you're
You go with the crowd.
No, what's super funny
what are the
is...
the movies?
Like, even though I had an events badge at Anime North, I, like, literally... Like, this lady who was checking badges was distracted by someone else. I literally walked past her. She did not notice me. And then when I was going to the dealer's room early, I went through the exit because no one was there guarding it.
They're fucking... These are people volunteering.
I'll admit that I did that as well just because I was there to see someone whose booth was literally at the exit.
I have, on a couple of occasions, take an old car wash receipt and do that thing where you just walk by the movie guy
and
go like this.
Wag it up.
And just
hoping.
A piece of paper.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Wow.
They don't. These are minimum wage employees.
Anyways, we're not looking forward to this Megazord.
No,
who
no,
fuck
no.
Cares?
This has been theft with Cell.
It's what I
trauma inducing.
Uchu Sentai Q Ranger, Deca Ranger, Head Writer Narushia
Naruhisa Arakawa will be writing episodes 17 and 18 of the show.
Oh,
that's
no
cool.
Wonder because Deca Ranger's is cameoing in it.
Yep.
Is there gonna be like a reveal that Kruger and. And Garu are related.
Well,
that'd be awesome.
Like be from
wait a minute,
planet.
They are. Wait, they aren't both made out of felt, aren't they?
They're all
yep.
both blue.
Oh my god!
I found one of the last of my another one of my race. No, I
quick,
not
let
related.
Us repopulate the species.
No.
Yes,
no.
Yes.
I ship Garu and Kruger.
I ship it hard.
We
the
call
name
that
of the ship is Kruger.
I ship it Garu.
That, you know what? That's better than what I was gonna say. I was gonna say Kruger.
The Kruger.
Kruger! Doggy Kruger?
Kruger.
By the way, I don't approve of this, and I think it's disrespectful.
To do what?
I'm sure the furries are into it.
No.
Furries are into a lot of stuff.
I like furries.
No, the furries are fine.
They're
yeah.
fine.
All right,
they're
next.
Let's
weird.
Go to the next story before this gets weird.
Speaking of furries.
Speaking of animals.
The new Korean dub Super Sentai series revealed Power Rangers Animal Force.
Because,
wow.
Because if Saban's not doing it, then Korea will.
Good on you, Korea.
They'll
do what Saban doesn't have the balls
to
do.
They Power Rangers lightning bolt in the logo.
Yup.
Because bootleg.
Power Rangers Animal Force.
No, and what's great was, like, they did, like, a Sentai handoff, like, in Dino Force.
Dino Force Brave?
Yeah, Brave. And they actually got Yamato's actor.
Cool.
Like, they summoned the Zoogers through, like, Zudenshi or whatever like that.
I honestly thought you were about to say they summoned Yamato's actor.
Yeah.
And he descended from the sky on
they
glittering
did
red wings.
They summoned the Zoogers and then literally just Yamato Dehenshins and there he is.
I sacrifice my summoned skull.
They summoned him by putting a Zoogers Zudenshi into the Gabu Gabu revolver and instead of the normal song, he just went,
I summon stuff.
No, and what's funny is they, like, dubbed him in Korean.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so that was funny. But yeah, so this is a thing.
All right.
Cool.
Now, will this also get a
oh,
West
okay, attitude? I guess I'll have to read this.
Yep,
so go it. Up, please. Go up. Okay, oh, okay, there's no actual title. All right, well, we got official images for the Golden Ninja Steel Battle Morpher.
Oh my god.
And...
Cool.
It's not the burger, which I was super pissed off about, but it is different. It's a gun.
They took,
I actually like this.
So they took the Karakuri Hengen, which they turned into the morpher for the normal rangers, tinted it gold, gave it a couple of extra points, and stuck a gun handle underneath it.
I mean, I haven't seen...
It's a twisted Frankenstein creation.
To be fair, it looks cool.
Yeah, it does look cool. I actually might pick it
up. It's
a
pretty fucking
know.
Low bar with the burger, but, you know.
It's a shuriken with a gun handle.
Yeah.
Welcome to Power Rangers. Yeah,
yeah.
Shit turns into
no,
guns.
And
I'm not saying it's unusual. It's just...
So,
those don't fit together.
Which means that the golden...
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
Did you just say it doesn't fit together?
Thematically.
What is it?
What is Star Ninja?
A cow... Oh, fuck.
There we go.
You're welcome. There you go. He's a cowboy ninja. This works perfectly.
Hate.
No, and what's funny is he also still has his guitar, which is also a sword and a gun.
Because
so he can dual wield...
Because he fights with
yeah,
it in all
no.
the footage.
Yeah, of course he can have two weapons.
Because he fights with it in all the footage.
I have his fucking ninja guitar weapon. It's awesome.
So fucking happy. They nixed the burger. So happy.
I mean, I'm a little sad, but I understand. But, no, this is actually better than the Ninja Steel Battle Morphers. So.
Oh, apparently the little extra points they added on to it actually, like, fold up for different gun modes.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm definitely going to get this now.
I'm going to go ahead and call this the Starmie Changer.
It does look like Star... Well,
shit!
It looks like half of Starmie.
Looks more like Starmie because of the color of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways.
It's all right. It's neat.
Speaking of Ninja,
oh yeah,
Gaku Matsumoto, who played Yakumo, Owl Ninja, is going to be in the stage play for Digimon Adventure Tri.
Making a stage play?
I'm sorry. The what?
There's a stage play! I don't know how, but it's happening!
There's probably going to be a lot of puppets.
Why?
So what, are they going to have like a giant set of just Omnimon?
Okay, you need to...
I don't know.
Or Omegamon,
sorry. Send this to me right now on Facebook, please.
Okay.
This link.
Okay, hold on. So, apparently in the stage play, Yakumo's actor is going to play Tai.
That's pretty...
That's not my first choice.
What?
Wait.
The fuck?
Wait, you know what it was?
Why am I signed into your Facebook?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, because I was using Facebook yesterday.
God damn it.
But you know what that choice is, though? Easy.
Is it easy?
No, it's not.
I would love to know the logistics of this play.
Chinese food doesn't exist.
What?
Stop reading my Facebook.
I'm sorry. It's just I want to know the logic behind
it. I'm so I mean, this is amazing to me that they're actually doing this. Like, I can actually understand why they would, because they make fucking plays of everything.
They made a Doug and Rumpel.
They made a Bleach fucking musical.
Okay,
so...
I'm sorry, a what?
Okay,
a
hold on. Musical. Okay, hold on. This might make a little more sense. So apparently the play is about an event on August 1st in the timeline where Tai is busy with soccer practice.
As always.
And Kari suggests everyone goes camping. So, and then Mimi forgets camping equipment. So apparently it's them camping, which might explain...
What the fuck is this?
How they're able to pull
this
off.
An episode of The Odd Couple?
Oh, Mimi.
You know what they'll probably do? They'll probably have, like, a giant screen in the background where, like, all of the action will happen. And they'll, like, act in front of
I would be amazed.
Right,
I would be curious if they actually have, like, puppets or something.
No, that's
what
I'm saying.
What does that say? Go up? Everyone starts to think ways on how to overcome the situation. But Tai Chi smiles and says, this is just like the time we went to the digital world. The feelings of 6 years ago resurface, and August 1st camping trip really gets started. However, the camping site has a secret.
It's a portal to the digital world, probably.
It's the camp that they went to in season one.
Okay, so aside from Gaku Matsumoto as Tai, it also stars Shohei Hashimoto from Haikyuu as Matt, Kaisei Kamimura from Dansui as Izzy, Junya Komatsu from Ensemble stars on stage as Joe, and Kenta as TK. This produced by Polygon Magic, this Super Evolution stage play will have 10 performances at the Zepp Blue Theater, Roppongi in Tokyo, from August 5th to 13th. Tickets are 7,800 yen and go on sale via lottery between May 20th and 28th.
That's a thing in place.
Okay. And general sales of the tickets start July 2nd. So, someone go and report back?
Please?
I want to see a fucking recording of this.
I was like, this has legitimately baffled, yet fascinated.
That's pretty, yeah.
I think that there's no way this can't be cool.
I mean, this is going to be a disaster, but, like...
I want to see it.
I actually hope...
Live?
See, like, I like the poster here where they're, like, standing on Omegamon. I actually hope they make that a set piece.
That's what I'm so curious about. Like, what are they going to do?
I don't know.
Did you guys see Pokemon
this,
Live?
This is going to be like witnessing a train wreck on a boat.
I saw it, and I was so excited that I threw up in the car on the way there.
What, Digimon Try?
No,
She saw Pokemon Live.
Oh. Oh, that thing. Yes. I remember that. Did I ever give you guys my one-sentence review of Digimon Try?
No.
When I saw it in the theater?
What'd
like, the first
it?
One? Okay.
I still haven't
was
seen the dub version.
This movie was loud. This movie was stupid. This movie was obnoxious. And I loved every second of it.
Oh, yeah, I do remember you saying
that.
Those
are the best kind of movies,
that's
though.
What Digimon is.
Yeah,
it's all
I
those
mean,
things.
Yeah.
You love it.
Anyways, next. Wayne, you can take this one.
Okay, so they showed what the Power Rangers movie Best Buy exclusive is going to be, even though their Best Buy Canada is also getting the Steelbook because that's a Target exclusive.
And we don't got that anymore.
But yeah, this one's really interesting because, like, it folds out into, like, a cool piece, comes with multiple discs.
Can we throw that picture up?
And it comes with...
No.
That's a really bad quality picture.
Yeah. And it comes with, like, I guess an alternate cover with Rita or something. And then it comes with, like, some mini...
I think that's just on the back of the box.
Okay. And then it comes with some mini posters of, like, the Rangers. Which...
Oh, that's cool.
Which...
I like this shot of, like, the... I've pulled it out.
Nostalgia has never felt so more phenomenal.
Who is that quote attributed to?
Time out.
Who the fuck are they?
I think they need a timeout.
I don't know. All I know is that's a JPEG.
I've always said I prefer when movies like stack their DVDs with extras and stuff. So this looks cool.
But what Gar made a funny mention where he was looking at
you
the,
made
the
funny.
Like, no, where he was looking at the cover for this Blu-ray. And he's like, Lane, what does that remind you of? And I'm like, oh my god, it looks like Into Darkness.
Every poster is Into Darkness now. Okay, I thought you were gonna say something else completely.
What did you think?
But I will say that. I have already pre-ordered my Steelbook.
You haven't answered me.
And I cannot fucking wait to own this movie.
I know, Lane.
You haven't answered me.
What's the question again?
What did you think he was going to say it looked like?
A vagina.
There we go.
Vaginas aren't shaped like lightning bolts. I don't know what vaginas you've seen in your lifetime.
Hey,
but...
don't look at me. He's the one who said it.
Lane. Okay, here's the thing. I've been to Argentina.
Wait, what? Is that a specific
joke? Where do you think Don't Cry For Me Argentina come from?
Emily, what was your unrelated thing you wanted to say?
I'm sorry, all I can think is Don't Cry For Me Lightning.
That's the plot of Cars 3.
I don't know what
while
that
she's
is.
Breaking down, this Blu-ray combo pack will retail for $25, will be released on June 27th on Blu-ray and DVD, and will be released on digital June 13th.
God, Drew came out of my mouth.
Okay, quickly, what's Don't Cry in Lightning?
I
don't know what that is. I honestly don't know what that is.
I think she just mashed up two things in her head.
It was just...
Oh, you're just
Don't Cry for me, Argentina, okay. And the lightning bolt.
I would be curious for some behind the scenes on this. I'd like to see... their thought process for some of the choices they made.
Behind the scenes of that specifically, but...
No, I was just saying the cover looked like the Into Darkness fucking thing.
It does.
Thing.
It does.
Star Trek.
Next.
Very generic poster. Anyways.
The Power Rangers movie soundtrack is getting a vinyl record.
That's
this August.
Everyone gets that now.
August 4th, $22.99. Next.
Wait, no. Sorry, that said Brian Tyler's masterpiece?
Yeah.
28 songs
hum,
from Brian
hum,
Tyler.
Hum some of the music.
Go Power Rangers!
That was not Brian Tyler.
I don't care!
I wonder if you can get this at Sunrise Records, a.k.a. New HMB, because it's literally HMB, just has more vinyl.
Yes.
That's it.
You can pre-order the vinyl version, order the CD version, stream, or download it digitally from Amazon.
I mean, I like the cover. It's fucking awesome looking. They got all the Zords in view, they got all the Rangers there.
Do they have all the Zords in view?
One, two, three,
yeah,
four,
there's a pink in the map.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool. I like that.
Count the Zords, 1, 2, and 5. Next.
Alright, Boom Comics, MMPR, Volume 4, cover and details released.
That is cool.
That is interesting.
Lord Drakon with the viewing grove.
There's a guy actually cosplaying as Lord Drakon on Aminorf. It was awesome.
Jason David Frank actually commented on Lord Drakon recently. I saw him make a post like,
question.
He'd like to play him since he technically is him.
Who's Lord Drakon?
So he's like an evil Tommy from another universe who decided, fuck it, I'm gonna rule the world. And he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's like a Green Ranger, White Ranger, evil mashup.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And he killed Billy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's delightful.
No, Lord Dragon's pretty fucking badass.
So
why is Billy in the picture?
Oh, well,
that's the Billy from our world.
Oh.
There's world hopping.
The collection, Volume 4, which contains issues 13 to 16 from the series, will be released in October 2017. It was previously reported as August, but Amazon has listed a delay.
I'm sorry, I just look at this and I go, I'll get you, Rangers, and your little alpha, too.
Aye, 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 aye.
So yeah, if you're reading the comics, there you go.
I heard they're good. Here we go. Pacific Rim's Ron Perlman will not return in the sequel.
I didn't think so.
Well,
I mean Charlie Day and What's-His-Face aren't coming back.
Wait, no!
They aren't?
But I finished It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
So.
I need more Charlie Day in my life.
I've heard that no one in the original cat from the first movie is returning.
Well, Ron Perlman, I understand, because didn't he get, like, eaten?
Yeah,
but he survived.
He survived.
Oh, right. bullshit!
And he got his shoe back.
He got no, he didn't get his shoe. Where's my goddamn shoe? To be honest, I could see this coming. He was more of a cameo anyway. I love Ron Perlman. Put that guy in anything, I'll watch it.
He's one of the best characters in the movie.
Yeah,
he's one of the best actors.
Wait, why is this on Extra Extra?
Because Gar put it there. Because
it's American Toku.
Oh yeah,
so.
Sorry. Yeah. That should be obvious.
So, you know, I mean, it sucks. I love Ron Perlman, but I can see why.
Well, the science guys have better...
Whatever.
Charlie Day will be a sadly missed character.
But we don't know that he's not in it, right?
Have they said full out?
I haven't heard yet.
We need Herman to be in the movie.
Post in the comments if you know if Charlie Day's coming back.
Even if nobody else is in the movie, they will carry it to make it good. If they're not in the movie, then it's probably going to lose half the fandom.
I'm excited for John Boyega in it.
The two things I was excited about were seeing them again and seeing more kaijus, so...
Yeah.
I don't really... Oh, God, I sound like...
I need to go back and watch the first one now that I finished Always Sunny.
When I watched it with Nick, we looked at each other at the end, and it was just like... Yeah, that's the two of us. He's a mathematician. I'm obsessed with kaijus.
Alright, next.
Sorry, I'm being an idiot.
What?
Uh-oh.
Game of Thrones, Charles Dance, who we all know as Tywin fucking Lannister.
And Phantom of the Opera.
That is true. He is joining
that series
the,
is really good.
He is joining the cast of Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
That's awesome.
Let's see.
Wasn't he in Ghostbusters?
He was, unfortunately.
It also has been confirmed that Sally Hawkins will be reprising her role of Dr. Vivian Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Graham.
That's cool. Two of the cast additions previously announced cast like Millie Bobby Brown, who, if you know who that is?
No.
That's Eleven from Stranger Things.
Oh.
And basically a lot of people except for Quicksilver.
Yeah.
So, it will be part of the Monsterverse, as it's now being called.
You know what? You know what's fucked up? I watched Age of Ultron before I watched Godzilla 2014. So when I was watching Godzilla 2014,
yes.
I was like, oh, Quicksilver's in this, cool. And, oh, there's Scarlet Witch, plays his wife.
Oh no! That was a very unfortunate timing.
That was
thing.
Awkward as fuck.
Well, I mean, no. To be fair, it's accurate to the comics.
Why did they kill off Bryan Cranston?
So you guys got excited for Charles Dance being in Godzilla, King of the Monsters,
uh-huh.
Who I'm excited for to join King of the Monsters
Mothra.
Is Thomas fucking Middleditch.
Yeah.
How could Mothra not be the answer?
Hey, look, it's the guy from the
Silicon
Underpants
Valley. And Silicon Valley.
Captain Underpants.
That's true.
He was
Thomas. I love this guy. He's such a good actor.
Who's the voice in Captain America?
He was the... I forgot. What are the two boys' names?
They're George Beard and Harold Hutch.
I think he was George.
George is the black one.
Oh, okay, Harold. I'm sorry, I don't remember their names.
Just say the white one!
Harold, no.
Yes, Thomas Middleditch.
I felt bad saying George is the black one.
Don't worry about it. I might go see this now if he's decently.
It's really, really
in.
Good. Like, if you've read even one of the books.
Which I haven't.
It's like seeing your childhood flashing before your eyes. It's like.
I'm talking about Godzilla.
They found a way to make. Oh, sorry.
He meant Godzilla. But no,
sorry,
he wants to go see Captain Underpants.
They found a way to make Dave Pilkey's drawings, like, come to life. It's not even like you're watching a movie. It's like you just can see the world that it took.
I just had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. Like, when I saw the trailer for Captain Underpants, I was like, holy shit, it's the book.
Yeah,
I did not know.
And yet it had a completely different climax. Yep. It was not in any of the books.
I know
did not know Michael Dougherty was directing this.
Oh.
Fucking Trick or Treat
and
Krampus.
Oh, of course.
Speaking
we love
of,
sucking Krampus.
Speaking of Krampus, can we please get merchandise for it this Christmas?
Please?
Please, can we get
Thank
a teddy
you.
For us to buy this time
I mean,
instead
this...
of looking at the custom ones people have made on DeviantArt that they're not selling?
I mean, this Christmas, you know
sorry,
what?
I love Killer Teddy Bears.
Oh,
so
I'm
going to
say this.
I love him too.
I'm going to say this right now.
Look up Bugs
for
from
Christmas.
Persona 5 then. Actually,
Christmas 2017 for our feature topic. Starring Northcaster, we're going to talk about Krampus.
Okay.
We're going to watch Krampus, and we're going
to
talk about
it. It actually has a bit of Toku flavor
it
to
it.
It
does, actually. Okay, by the way,
yeah.
while we're on this, because this was announced like a couple hours
I'm
ago.
Sorry, everybody.
That's okay.
While we're on Godzilla, they actually just also added Zhang Ji. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, to the cast. She was in, like, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Oh,
Hero. She was in Rush Hour 2.
She was Karai in the TMNT movie from 2008.
Cool.
Yeah, that was Karai.
Oh, the animated.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's in it, too.
Shang-Chi. That's cool. I like her.
Anyways.
Next.
Still on the MonsterVerse saga. Kong Skull Island Blu-ray set has been announced.
That was a cool movie, and that's my review for it. It was cool.
I really liked
that. I liked Samuel Jackson staring at Kong in the face with fire in his eyes. That was cool.
That box looks cool.
Box is fucking... This is accurate.
That's literally what happened.
I mean, I should hope so.
Samuel Jackson's fucking batshit nuts in this movie.
Why don't you still haven't seen it, is it?
It's cool.
Why don't you read off the special features?
Well, there's a director's commentary.
Of course.
Creating a king, realizing an icon. Creating a king, summoning a god. The Monarch Files 2.0. We're going to talk about Tom Hiddleston, the intrepid traveler. Through the lens, Brie Larson's photography. On location in Vietnam and deleted scenes.
I will say this,
though. Those are my favorite kind of scenes.
If you have not seen Kong Skull Island, other than seeing it for Kong, go see it for John C. Reilly.
Oh,
he's a fucking treat in this movie. He's the best character in this whole movie.
You hear that? Sounds like a bird. It's a fucking ant.
What?
That's a line from the movie.
I want to know the context.
So the film will be available June 20th on digital HD, available on 4K, 3D, Blu-ray, and DVD July 18th.
You know, James Rolfe called this years ago. Like, that they should remake Kong vs. Godzilla. I'm so glad they are.
I know.
And last but not least, your next director... What? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was, too.
Your next director of Godzilla vs. Kong is the guy who directed Your Next.
Adam Wingard, who obviously directed Your Next, is to direct Godzilla vs. Kong.
Just looks up at Godzilla and Kong, You're next.
He also directed The Guest and Blair Witch, but we won't hold that against him.
Wait, which Blair Witch?
The new one.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
Wait, didn't he do the old one too? I can't remember this shit.
As long as he didn't do Book of Secrets, we're good.
Well, here you go. Pirates of the Caribbean writer Terry Russio leads the writers for this, by the way.
I like the picture they photoshopped there. It just looks like Kong is going to bite Godzilla's throat out.
He probably will.
Yeah, but it makes it look like his head is enormous.
And just to quickly, if you're wondering why there's no Ultraman news, is because we have now moved the Ultraman news to Ultra Ranger. So if you want to hear us talk about Ultraman related stuff, go listen to Ultra Ranger, because we talk about it on there.
Completely excited?
Pretty much. I mean, look how much news we had already.
Yeah, so...
There's far too much Ultraman.
And also, to end the extra off, Yellowcaster will return in... Yellowcaster Homecoming.
The best.
He
coming
up,
next
he
week.
He messaged that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that
he's
messaged.
He's like, promise me, Lane. I'm just like, all right.
Do it.
I saw
do
that
now.
He messaged, but I didn't look
do
at
it. Do it now. Come on.
Anyways.
Do it.
That's our second week in a row of an hour of news.
I just heard that they're making a Predator movie, and I'm so excited.
You know who's in it?
Who?
Predator.
Keegan-Michael Key.
Oh my god, really?
Oh my god!
Do you want to see a picture?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, we're keeping the... Anthony, keep this in. We're
look up the... Look up
are you shitting me?
Look up the Predator. Or Keegan-Michael Key. There's a cast picture. Go on images. This is a picture of him. No, there's an actual picture of him, like, alongside the other people in this movie. There it is, far right.
Oh my god, the baby.
Oh my god! That's awesome!
You know who's directing this?
Who?
Shane Black.
Who's the kid?
He directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He directed Iron Man 3.
Hey!
Here's the kicker. He was in the first Predator movie.
Really?
He was the first guy to get killed.
Oh.
The guy who made the pussy jokes.
Oh,
that's him.
That is amazing.
And he rewrote a lot of the first movie.
Oh, was that the guy who was like, you're bleeding, man? I ain't got time to bleed.
No, that was the other guy who looked just like him. This was the guy who made the joke. This was the guy who made that, the infamous joke. Hey, Billy, I was going down on my girlfriend, and I said, geez, you got a big pussy. Geez, you got a big pussy.
Yeah, it was shaped like a lightning bolt.
She said, it was. She said, why'd you say it twice? I didn't. You see, because there was an echo, and I'll leave now. And then Billy goes,
I heard you just sort of say it was in the middle of that sentence.
See, you don't get it.
Now Ichi's gonna go see this.
But yes,
I might.
Look how awesome he looks, by the way.
I know. Why is there a kid?
There's a kid character in this.
Oh, okay.
Hey, look.
Just one of the like director's kids just snuck on set, and he's got
isn't that the guy in the middle? Isn't that the guy from Logan?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I thought so. Cool. I liked him and Logan.
And he's like, and actually, you know what? Shane Black, I actually trust directing children. He did a really good job in Iron Man 3. So,
I love Predator to death. Like, it's such a good franchise. Except for Requiem. That was boring.
Requiem?
So Keegan-Michael Key plays a man who teams up with Quinn and Williams to fight the Predator.
A man is my favorite character.
You know who else is in this? Thomas Jane.
Really?
Yep.
I loved him in Punisher.
I feel like I've been talking, like, weirdly and too much this episode.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, it is the guy from Hope.
I can't believe they're putting him in a Predator movie. That's like...
That's so good.
Look.
I can tell you one. Predator.
But here's the thing. Jordan Peele directed the best horror film I've seen in a long time this year.
Oh.
So, you know what? Fine. I can dig that these two can do anything.
Yeah.
Get Out is one of the best things I've ever seen.
There has to be a scene where someone just asks Keegan-Michael Key's character what's going on. Predator?
I hope so. Look how badass he looks!
I know! No, Keegan-Michael Key is a badass man. I love him.
I mostly know him as Hugo Gernsback back for Tomorrowland.
I know him as Coach Haynes. I love him.
I believe you're forgetting Hingle McCringleberry.
What?
So, people, to end out this news, what you have to understand is that now there's a very real chance Ishii will go see the Predator movie.
I might.
I will buy your ticket for this movie.
Done.
That sucks because word.
He's probably going to die. He's not coming.
I ain't going to tell you what.
Does anyone want to...
I ain't going to tell you who killed me.
Does anyone care about a spoiler for the Alien movie? The new Alien movie?
No. If you do, skip ahead.
Okay.
If you
haven't seen Alien Covenant yet, you should not listen.
I was amazed. Spoilers. That Danny McBride survived the movie.
Oh, okay.
I was amazed.
Well, I mean, he's a very funny man.
No, yeah, but usually they kill off the comic.
He had to get serious. That was
you know why? It's because he had a cowboy hat.
There he goes.
Anyway.
This has been... Sorry, Emily, go ahead.
No, I was just saying Alien Covenant was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
Angry Joe hated it.
Angry Joe hates a lot of things.
I think the Neomorphs are cool.
The Neomorphs are amazing.
I just want to see it for Fassbender.
Anyways,
this has been XXXTentacion. Sorry for that huge fucking derail.
But come on, Keegan-Michael Key is in Predator.
That's news.
That is amazing.
That's news.
All right.
The Predator is set to be released August 3rd,
2018. 2018? I don't want to wait that long. Oh.
And it's called The Predator.
You said August.
What, like?
Was like, this year? 2018. Fuck!
If it was this year, we'd have more on his character.
Oh,
than
and oddly enough, this takes place between Predator 2 and Predators.
Oh, we're calling really?
It The
yeah.
Predator, like The Batman.
Predators. Yes!
Predators is still considered canon?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because...
Predators
is
canon.
Yeah, because there's a female character who's like, oh yeah, like, there's a team who, like, encountered...
Okay, extra Cast
Bye,
Ranger!
Bye, see you in the podcast proper!
Thank you for listening.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.